When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. But this week it is the Oscars special Extraterrestrial. I am Colton Smith, and as always, I am joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club, as you know, is our podcast where we get together to educate each other on films. However, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, it is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we tell you what is available to watch on terrestrial TV this week. Now, we had a discussion and we feel that film is far too easy to watch. There are way too many options nowadays. So we're telling you what you can watch on terrestrial TV this week. But Ben, it has to be a film that has won or has been nominated for an Oscar, does it, this week? Yeah,
that was the memo.
That was the memo.
However,
you're both wankers.
Ooh,
you know what the film is? The Elephant Man.
Didn't win.
Also, never seen it.
Nominated for 8. Didn't come away with any. Never seen it?
No, what's it about?
The Elephant Man.
He's a guy. he's sort of kept in like a circus or something, like an amusement.
It's a true story, isn't it? John Merrick.
Yeah.
It's got very, very bad
disability. He's disfigured.
His spine's very disfigured, and he becomes this
gimmick.
Yeah, almost a freak show.
An attraction.
It's a true story. And basically, this doctor at the Whitechapel Hospital takes him out of the circus to study him, but also help him to have a better life.
Okay.
Very famous.
So the big thing about this week's Extraterrestrial and this week's Sofa Cinema Club, because we're here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, is all in honour of celebrating the Oscars. As we said, this was an Oscar-nominated film.
Yeah.
But it didn't win.
What did win?
For Best Actor, so it was John Hurt who plays the Elephant Man.
Who is also in Alien.
Yeah, correct.
The
chest burst.
Yep.
Yeah, correct. Okay. He's the Elephant Man.
Yep. Right?
He was nominated. So it's a black and white film. However, it was another actor in another black and white film that won Best Actor.
What year?
1981. We've covered it on the podcast.
Is this a question for me?
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Do you know it?
Well, I know it, but I only know it because I heard you talking about it earlier. I'm going to take a wild guess at that. And taking all my film knowledge in and speaking to the film gods, I'm going to go De Niro in Raging Bull.
Correct.
Oh, hi, yeah. Do you know what?
Which is fair enough.
Yeah.
I can't comment because I've not seen it.
What I'm saying is you can understand how De Niro won that and
Totally. It's just so unfortunate that...
Same year. Yeah.
But they're two extraordinary performances, two very, very, very different performances.
Now, I guess this is something that must happen quite a lot because, you know, the Oscars is the best of the best, all coming together, and only one person can win.
Well, for director, though, Elephant Man and Raging Bull didn't win and didn't get Best Film. Can you believe that?
1981.
Scorsese and David Lynch are there thinking, one of us.
Who won?
Robert Redford, Ordinary People.
Oh, and that was tosh.
Best director, Best Film.
That got Best Film against Raging Bull and The Elephant Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Elephant Man we should cover on the podcast because I think it's well worth a watch.
Mm. So well, you can watch it, Ben.
What do you mean?
Well, it's, you can watch it on terrestrial TV.
It's on tonight. BBC Two.
Tonight.
We don't know what time. We don't know what time.
Have a look.
Anthony Hopkins. Brilliant. Yeah, have a look. Just watch. Put BBC Two on and have a look yourself. It's a new interactive thing. Just go old school. Check the TV guide. It is definitely, it's brilliant. I've been to that hospital, Whitechapel Hospital. It's still the same. One part of it where he was, they've kept the same.
Really?
So there was a really interesting discussion a minute ago between you two where you were talking about films that didn't win an Oscar. Mm. And like I said, the thing about the Oscars is it's the best of the best, but only one can win, which is quite timely because Wednesday's episode of Sofa Cinema Club in the week of Oscars specials is going to be all about the best film that didn't win an Oscar. So we might hear all about Elephant Man again on Wednesday.
Well, we won't.
Why won't we?
We've just spoke about it. Didn't
we? No, but we might. Well, it might. You might say that that's the best film ever that didn't win an Oscar.
No. There's others.
Okay. The other thing we do in this podcast is we send Ben off on any mode of transport all around the world to find out where you guys are listening to Sofa Cinema Club. Last week, Ben did the old car share, didn't you? You jumped in a double-decker bus.
It was a double-decker bus.
Yeah.
This week, what did I think about this week? I thought how we should do it. I think I'm just going to go toboggan.
See, I thought you'd be in a limo for the Oscars.
Yeah. No, everyone, yeah, but I like to change.
You try
it.
Get older one now. Yeah,
great. I tell you what, though, loads of toboggans. So me and Si are on a toboggan. I'm steering, he's pushing.
Toboggan to the Oscars.
Yeah, toboggan to the Oscars. So basically, I've only gone to America. Right. I'm not going anywhere else.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Colton's trying to cheat.
No, I'm not trying to cheat.
What, is it different states?
I see, we've never done an extraterrestrial visually. I'm always on my own in the booth. So
can you see through?
You wouldn't be if you weren't looking.
I'm not looking. I'll look at Jack.
It's around the world, we're only going to America. We're not. So I've just gone toboggan, New York.
Oof.
We've never been to New York before.
No, I don't think we have.
Do you know what? The list was massive for America. How many people listened to it? That's pages.
I don't think we've ever been to America before, so I don't know what sort of the big picture number for America is either to kind of
I know what you mean.
Guess
what's the ballpark?
Thousands in America.
Is it thousands?
Similar to Canada.
Okay.
Thousands.
New York, 14.
Oof.
Oh, no.
Come on. Have you done this game before?
14. Oh, 14.
62.
Ooh. Fucking hell.
So close, 4. Right, now where the Oscars are.
Yeah, LA.
Hollywood.
Los Angeles. I lived in LA for a while, and I lived next to a dead famous actor. I won't say who it was. And they were going to the Oscars. And you have to leave really early. Mm. Like, you have to leave at, like, 12. And it doesn't start till, like, 7, because there's a queue. So it's just a traffic jam waiting to get into that theatre. So, Los Angeles, how many do you think? Big numbers. It's Oscar week.
Capital of film.
Yeah, and the capital of podcasts. So, and we're big there. We're massive.
That's where Sofa Cinema Club's agent is.
That's where our agency is. We're represented all over the world.
7.
Oof.
He's seen the number.
So it's 4. He's cheated. 4 for New York.
You never get this close.
I have.
4 for New York.
4 for New York. But bear in mind,
I'll double it. I'll go 8. 8? Is it 8?
It's 8.
Bollocks.
It's 8.
I knew it.
Very good. Very good.
Is that the first one you've ever got?
I think so, yeah.
I think so, but that was confident. Right, next one, Toledo.
Where's that?
It's in America.
Is it?
Yeah, Toledo. There were pages of what I could have picked.
What state?
I don't know, Colson. It's not geography.
All right, well, I'm
as
obviously...
As if the state would make a difference.
One.
The one bomb.
Yep. I think he's gone back.
Has he gone back
to his old ways.
Have I? Me and Simon in a toboggan, we're in Toledo.
I think Toledo might... It might be the one that's a bit bigger.
Or there's one person.
New York and LA.
Or there's one person who lives there who listens to both eps and it's 2. But yeah, let's hear.
Have you guessed yet?
I'll go 16. I'll double LA.
What's the population of Toledo? Do we know?
16.
Do you know what the population of Toledo is? 14.
14.
And 14 people. 14 listens. 14 people.
It's amazing.
It, where is it? We're going to have to find out where it is.
Google it up. I don't know where Toledo is. Toledo. So Toledo 14, very good around the world.
As well as finding out where you are listening to Sofa Cinema Club, we also hear from you guys. You write into us on Instagram, on Twitter. You contact us on Patreon. And Ben goes through it all and reads what you've got to say about Sofa Cinema Club.
Adam Cooper on Instagram. Thank you, Adam. Hi, Coulson, Jack and Ben. Just want to start by saying I'm a big fan of the pod and I've listened ever since Coulson featured on the LS11.
What's that?
It's the postcode of Ellen Road, LS11. Did you not know that? It's a Leeds United podcast.
All right, okay.
They've asked you to go on multiple times.
All right.
Right.
You probably
should. We're just doing this bit now. We're not talking about Leeds. I've just listened to the Suffragettes episode and the discussion of the films based on video games. There is one good film based on a video game.
Ah.
You said they were all shit, didn't you, Jack?
Well, that's what I thought. I couldn't think of a good one.
What's now, I think this is what Jack plays. I think you play this, so you'll know. Hitman.
It's an awful film.
The 2000s.
It's a fucking awful film.
2000 film starring Timothy and Dougray Scott. Amazing film that does the game justice.
No, it's awful.
Ooh.
And I'm a big fan of the game.
Yeah. Me and my mate Brad. Have you?
Yeah.
Me and my mate Brad recently watched this film and both give it a 10.
No. Adam and Brad, they've had a fucking nightmare.
Shocker there. Don't watch the 2015 Hitman film, Hitman Agent 47. Absolute bag of shine.
They're all shit.
There we go. I saw Jack when he went to X Escape the other week.
Get in, cast.
I was stood in the entrance when he walked past heading out. I froze in shock because I was listening to the Blair Witch episode he walked past.
No way!
Well done, Adam. I wanted to say hello, but my first reaction was to ring my mum and say I've just seen David Platt.
Yeah.
Marching on together, Adam from Leeds.
Well done. He brought it back at the end. But that Hitman film, it's awful.
Right, great. Well, let's see what Jenny says about that film. Jenny, she's on Patreon. Welcome, Jenny.
We like Jenny, don't we?
I do a slightly different voice when I read people from Patreon.
a friendlier voice.
Just listening to the last Extraterrestrial where you guys are asking if there are any good video game films. Now, I would definitely recommend Detective Pikachu.
Ooh. Is that Pokemon?
I'm assuming. It's a lot better than it sounds. It's shot on film. The director frames it as a neo-noir film, and it's shot beautifully. It's probably got the best CGI I've ever seen in a film of its scale. Great performances from two young leads. Just a genuine, great, emotional film.
But isn't Pokemon, like, cartoon-like?
Yeah.
So how's that, like, CGI?
I think they must CGI them into a bit like a...
Pokemon Go.
Yeah, Roger Rabbit type.
Into 3D real them.
Into
world,
kind of read.
Right.
Yeah. Colm on Instagram. Hi, SCC. I just wanted to message you to say how much I love the podcast. You mentioned me on one of your ET shows. I'm the guy who became self-conscious about watching films at the gym.
Oh, no.
Well, now I've been ridiculed by Coulson and the ever-present at the gym, Jack. You'll be pleased to know I've now moved to watching just Netflix series whilst working out and saving the films for the sofa. Very good.
Still a topic up for debate, that, as to whether you can...
Calm.
Iron
Man.
He's getting his iPad out in the gym.
He's ripped,
and
though.
We've given him enough stick.
He's shy. He's back. He's back. It takes some time and commitment. But I finally caught up with the pod. I can now watch the films at the same time as you guys. Great. My favourite films are the ones Jack picks, although the first film I watched was Hannah Montana.
Just
to see if it lived up to the Coulson hype, and it wasn't too bad.
It's not a 10, though.
Yeah. Keep up the amazing work, guys. Ben is bloody brilliant. Jack is laugh-out-loud funny. And Coulson brings the whole thing together perfectly.
Ooh, that's it.
You've had a sloppy pat on the back. Ten stars. Sloppy pat on the back. Well done, Coulson.
Good you, good.
In Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, we obviously talk about the cinema. Now, with it being Oscars week, there isn't much on at the cinema. But last week, I spoke about going to watch Batman And this week, somebody else in the room has been to watch Batman, haven't they, Jack P. Shepherd?
Yeah, took the mother-in-law. So...
Oh.
We...
Date night.
Date night.
Just you and her?
No, and the girlfriend.
Oh,
well, I like that, though. I liked it. It was just going to be you and her.
I know, yeah. But she didn't know what we were going to see. Oh. I says, we're off to the cinema. You're coming. Yeah, I'm not doing all. All right, I'll
Did you say we're not coming back for 3.5 hours?
Mystery. I told her how long it was.
Mystery
after.
Watch.
Yeah, and she went, what are we going to see as we're driving there in the car? And I went, the Batman. And she was like, fucking Batman. I'm going to watch like a fucking superhero.
Did she right, say it like that?
Yeah, yeah. She's like, right, not up her street whatsoever. Like Ooh. A superhero film.
Yeah.
But I don't think it is a superhero film. I think that's why there might be mixed reviews. I think a lot of people might be expecting it to be like a Marvel.
Well, of course.
Well, DC has always been a bit on the darker
this
side,
goes
hasn't it?
Darker, doesn't it?
Yeah.
This. And if we're comparing it to Batman films, I think it's better than The Dark Knight.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. When I was watching it and it finished, I came away and I thought, that was really, really good. Everybody's brilliant in it. I like how dark it is. I think Bobby Pattinson's done a brilliant job.
Are we going to get him on, seeing as you're sharing it?
I'll make a few calls. And
Bobby, you obviously know him.
Well, we go back.
What Bobby about to his mates?
The old Curtis Brown Christmas drinks. Just slide it in.
Slide it in. But no, I think it's really good. I think he's better than Christian Bale. I never thought much of Christian Bale anyway.
Is that not because he plays a different Bruce Wayne to what we've ever seen before?
I suppose Bruce Wayne has all this charm, doesn't it?
And he completely
and he,
goes
And then he goes
it.
Dark when he sort of puts the mask on.
I think you're,
but
I think
he's
you're looking
doing
at two very different films, aren't you? I think Batman as a part is really hard because it's very, very two-dimensional. Traditionally, Batman was the two-dimensional playing against the evil characters that were three-dimensional and slightly erratic. Joker, Penguin, Riddler.
Yeah.
So they were your colour.
Yeah.
And Batman was dark, but a bit plain.
Mm.
So it's a hard part to play.
Mm.
And then if you're making everything darker, more psychological, like you made the Joker, then there's more in it for an actor, isn't there?
Yeah, I suppose.
I haven't seen the new Batman, so...
It's really... Because I think The Dark Knight, the reason why everyone always says The Dark Knight's the best, and the reason why I think it's the best and why people come to that assumption is because of Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
I think if you take him out the film...
Yeah, it's nowhere near the film. I found out an interesting thing about that. You probably already know it. You know the explosion when he's walking away from the hospital?
Yeah.
And the first explosion doesn't trigger... And he smacks the thing to get it to redo. That was him improvising because it hadn't gone off.
Yeah. And I thought, pyrotechnics hadn't gone off.
Hadn't gone off. So he pressed it a few times but kept the shot going. Then it went off. And then he thought, that's the shot.
He stayed in camera.
But you're right. You watch the film for the direction and him.
Yeah.
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 So you're saying go watch Batman.
Go watch Batman. I think first. Have a wee. But it's when you watch it, you don't...
Doesn't feel like a three-hour job, does it? So, I said that.
Yeah. Colin Farrell, very good as the Penguin.
Well, if you know it's Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
She's amazing, Catwoman.
Zoe Kravitz.
Fall in love a little bit?
No, not my thing. Oh. The girlfriend fell in love with her.
Yeah. Interesting. I went to watch a film as well this week.
Oh, yeah.
I went to watch Red Rocket.
Ah. Any good?
So... In the cinema, two people left, and the person in front of me said, when the lights came on, what the fuck was Sean Baker trying to do with that? And I was like, oh, well, I liked it. Film is subjective. It's not a film you're meant to like. It's a film about...
Like Papadopoulos?
The main character that you are tricked to liking turns out to be a really dark, he's a paedophile, you know, he's a porn star who then grooms a young girl. It's like the dark licorice pizza. And I think the way that, I think, is it Rex Symon, the actor?
Don't know.
He's a comic, isn't he, who's playing this part. And what they've tried to do is create a film that brutally shocks you and makes you feel uncomfortable at the end. And I think it does that very well. The reviews I think it's getting, I think, are fair.
Are the ones that it sort of wanted in a way?
I think so. I mean, someone on Letterboxd said it's Licorice Pizza's evil cousin, and I think that's probably what it was going for. But people could go and watch something at the cinema themselves this week, couldn't they, Ben?
They could. We've had a cinema winner. We've had a cinema message for a while.
Your linkage is very good.
I've always thought that. Cinema winner And do you know what? Absolute banger, because I've got a faux case, a faux case.
Do you reckon that'd be going to the showcase?
Which is a photo of a showcase cinema. That's what they call them now. They call them, can you take a faux case, please? cinema winner, Ellie Smith, she's going to showcase cinema deluxe, Peterborough.
Peterborough.
Get on what? That.
Get on that. Well done.
We've had a revamp.
We've had a revamp, but it says on it, showcase. There's a little Nissan Micra in the front, then cinema deluxe.
I think showcases are posh. We spoke about this, and I think showcases are now a posh cinema.
I went to showcase cinemas.
In Birstall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, and I thought that was the only showcase cinema in the world. I didn't realise it was a chain, because I only ever saw it there.
And you thought, did you do that with all shops? Like, you thought Greg's was the only one there.
I did. I think no one tells you about franchises. Do you know what I mean? No one says.
Sometimes you think people think we go off subject, but I like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm like 7, 8.
Yeah.
I'm not going to think, oh, there's loads of showcase cinemas.
There's loads of Woolworths.
Before we wrap up this episode of Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, I have one question for the two of you. And that is, the Oscars is coming on Sunday. Who do you think is going to win the big award?
Best film. Power of the Dog seems to have won them all so far.
Won the battle,
I don't know.
It?
I don't know, you know.
Why?
Because Will Smith won for King Richard, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's winning that. He's winning that all day long.
So Jack's going for the Power of Dog.
I think the Power of Dog will do it. I'm watching it this weekend with my daughter, actually.
Because
I haven't seen it yet.
My thing has always been, I think, Licorice Pizza for me.
We know what's not going to win an Oscar, don't we?
Rescue.
Oh, God.
And on that note, we will see you back here tomorrow, where we are going back in the Sofa Cinema Club time machine, and we are going on the red carpet of Oscars in previous years and talking about what won in the year we were born. Until then, see you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.